After the defeat of the two Amorite kings Sihon and Og, the children of Israel settled down for a while on a high plateau in the plains of Moab, the land that bordered the Jordan near the mouth of the river. These plains lay on the east bank of the Jordan, opposite the city of Jericho, and along the northeastern shores of the Dead Sea. They were called the Plains of Moab because at one time they had belonged to the Moabites. Then Sihon, king of the Amorites, had conquered them, but with the defeat of Sihon's armies, these lands had been taken over by Israel. The region had pasture lands providing fodder for the livestock and acacia trees, while grapes, olives, figs, and pomegranates were grown in the more fertile areas. About 8 kilometers north of the Dead Sea, on the west bank of the river, stood the fortified city of Jericho. This stronghold commanded the lower Jordan and closed the road to Canaan. Behind the Israelite camp rose a chain of mountains, one of which was called Pisgah. From the top of these mountains, the Israelite tents could be seen, spreading in every direction over more than 5 kilometers. The people of Israel had now become the direct neighbors of the Moabites. The king of Moab, Balak, was well informed about the Israelites. All the nations had heard what the God of Israel had done for his people in Egypt and elsewhere. Balak had been told about the terrible plagues that had struck Egypt, and how the Lord had made the Israelites cross the Red Sea on dry ground and had destroyed the entire Egyptian army. Since then, Israel had become so strong that even Sihon, king of the Amorites, Moab's powerful neighbor, had not been able to stand against them, and Og, king of Bashan, the giant whom no one could resist, had perished with all his people. And now these Israelites were encamped at his very door. Balak, his nobles, and his people were filled with dread because of the Israelites. The king knew that it was useless to go out and fight them. Sihon and Og had done that at the cost of their lives. The God of Israel was too strong, and he would give his people the victory. Armed force was not enough. Some other way must be found to destroy or weaken the vast multitudes of Israelites. Balak began by summoning the elders of Midian. The Midianites were a semi-nomadic people from the Arabian desert, living to the south of the Gulf of Aqaba. They were merchants and great travelers. Moses' father-in-law was a Midianite. The Moabites and the Midianites consulted together to find some other way of overcoming the Israelites than destroying them. The Moabites said to the Midianites, "This horde is going to lick up everything around us, as an ox licks up the grass of the field." Now they had heard about a diviner called Balaam who lived in Mesopotamia, in a town called Pethor, near the river Euphrates. Abraham had stayed in this area before coming to Canaan, and the family of Abraham's father had remained there. But Balaam was not an Israelite. He was originally a pagan diviner. How he became a seer of the God of Israel is not known. He was not a true man of God, but a mercenary prophet, using his gift for personal gain. The Bible says that he practiced divination. Balak decided to send envoys to Balaam with a message saying, "A people has come out of Egypt. They cover the face of the land and have settled next to me. Now come and put a curse on these people, because they are too powerful for me. Perhaps then I will be able to defeat them and drive them out of the country, for I know that those you bless are blessed, and those you curse are cursed." As Balaam would be speaking in the name of the God of Israel, the king was certain that if he cursed Israel, his curse would have power to harm the Israelites. So he sent the elders of Moab and Midian with rich presents to Balaam in Mesopotamia. Next episode, Balaam's donkey.